The subcommittee on appointments?
Committees.
On committees. Subcommittee on committees will come to order. We are very close to having all these appointments made. Why don't we start with the Board of Trustees of Minnesota State Colleges and Universities Candidate Advisory Council. And anything with a name like that. We have five appointments, and we have been kind of asking members who they would like on there. And we have come up with Mr. David Larkin from the Bemidji area.
Morning. Where are these names?
We don't have this? Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Morning.
Morning.
You don't have something like that?
Everybody should have.
No, you should have it right there. Jim?
I want to indicate.
David Larkin is not on here.
David Larkin is not listed.
Did I see it?
No, Larry's talking about this.
Oh, they don't have names? Oh, okay, so hand me the sheet so I know whose slot these are going in. Ms. Nguyen, why don't we do it this way? Why don't you sit there and tell us whose slot everybody's going in?
Is this her spot? Is she going to sit here?
No, she can sit here.
Mr. Chair, can somebody give us a one-sentence idea about what this group does?
This group is like the Regents Advisory Selection Council. They're the ones who screen the names.
Okay.
For the people who we then consider to put on the on the Minsk board. Okay. Mr. Watson.
Ms. Chairman, it's a little different from the Regent Candidate Advisory Council in that instead of making recommendations to the legislature, they're making recommendations to the governor for the people that he will appoint, and they are submitted to the Senate for confirmation.
So these names we're coming up are recommendations to the governor?
No.
You're talking about the after they recommend their names. Okay. Yes. All right.
So, Mr. Chairman?
So Ms. Nguyen has lost her paperwork.
I'm sorry. I lost a piece of paper.
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman, is this a bipartisan group? I don't know. I'm not familiar with many of the names.
If it will make you feel safe, I don't know. We are just trying to figure out a way to get these appointed. And we've tried to get some regional distribution. What I can tell you is kind of where the name came from.
I don't think they can be too political. I don't know any of them either. So. Well, Buck Humphrey is familiar. Yeah.
These are currents. What you're looking at is the currents. We're talking about replace. So Ms. Nguyen, Mr. Larkin.
The new names.
Mr. Larkin is a suggestion. He's from Bemidji. And which seat would that be?
There are actually currently only 11 people appointed.
Okay.
So it would be the 12th seat that doesn't have anybody currently in there.
Okay. And Mr. Larkin.
Also, it's not a bunch of them.
Mr. Larkin is a retired Bemidji State University professor of education, president of the BSU faculty.
Former
president of the BSU faculty.
Former qualified.
Russ Stanton forwarded this name, Russ Stanton. And we are trying to accommodate the Speaker of the House. This is a name she wanted to appoint, and she ran out of slots.
Russ Stanton?
David Larkin. So that's one name. The next name then is John Poupart. Lives in St. Paul. He's president of the American Indian Policy Center. Worked as an worked with the Urban Coalition on Higher Ed Issues. Former Bush Fellow, and is a Torres Ray suggestion. These are suggestions after we asked people who. If they had some names. I personally know John Poupart. He's great. He's a DFLer.
Yeah, I know him too.
He's a good guy. I don't think overly partisan. I think he's attended precinct caucuses and stuff, but I don't think he's overly partisan. Did he run for the school board once or something?
He did.
He's a good guy.
Did not win.
I actually thought he lived in Minneapolis, but he lives in St. Paul. Dean Deutscher from Mankato, graduate of MinSCU Mankato, graduate degree in urban planning, owner of Security Management Realty in Mankato, manages real estate throughout southern Minnesota and and from South Dakota to Wisconsin, is a founding board member of the Northern Star Bank in Mankato. Hope that's good for Senator Metzen. And, or in addition, he happens to be Senator Sharon's husband. So I don't know if that's a thing people are concerned about or not.
Mr. Chairman, how many are we appointing?
Five.
Mr. Chair, will they replace some of these people? Is that
Ms. Nguyen?
Yes, there are currently four members on the board whose terms expire January 07.
And who are they?
Greg Anderson, Judy Christensen, Susan Hankner, and Benjamin Vander Kooi. And we have asked these individuals if they were interested in being reappointed, and they all declined.
So on that one, I think the issue would be if members are comfortable, happens to be Senator Sharon's husband, but I believe he has a life separate from that.
Mr. Chairman, there is from a party standpoint, no more than two-thirds. Is that requirement from the same political party? Would that still fit with the new appointees and the ones they replace?
I don't know. Unfortunately, I went on the Minsky website, and there's no indication as to what party affiliation these individuals are a part of.
It would be a part of their original applications, I would presume. Somewhere in the record with the Secretary, would it be Secretary of State's office?
I don't think people are making applications to be on this group. This is the group that chooses the regents, the Minsky board members.
Recommends them.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Chairman, is this in law, the membership? It says that no more than two-thirds from the same political party?
Mr. Watson?
Mr. Chairman, yes, it is.
So then somehow we should know that.
And Mr. Hubinger may be able to enlighten us on this, but the general rule with appointments made by this subcommittee is that they are not a member of the legislature. They do have to go through the open appointments process. So I think that these names did go through open appointments, but Mr. Hubinger would know.
Mr. Chair, members, I'm Greg Hubinger with the LCC. One difficulty that arises is that when people go through the open enrollments process, they don't necessarily indicate their party affiliation. So when the House and Senate are making their appointments, they don't necessarily know what their appointees' affiliation is. And so this has not been an issue, as I understand it, that's been tracked very carefully over the recent years.
Mr. Chairman, how do we abide by the law then?
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, discover. The blinders.
Mr. Chair, so they did not fill out that form that I'm thinking of. Is that what you said? That just about every other.
You may not have checked.
Commissioner.
Political affiliation.
Okay.
Have these people all filled out a form?
I'm sorry. We unfortunately did not receive very many applicants, so we went and sought out applicants. In that case, we, as the Senate, would fill out forms for them.
Did you ask any of these people if they're Democrats or Republicans?
I did not ask, no.
Mr. Chair, I was on a commission. My recollection of the form is it does have a question about political party, unless it's been taken off.
It is still on the form, but some people don't check the form.
Is Sarah Clark here? So she would know who Bruce Watkins, what's his political. The next name I was going to suggest is Bruce Watkins from St. Cloud. Does a lot of work with St. Cloud State. He's the superintendent of St. Cloud Public Schools. Former administrator in Duluth School District. And then the last name I was going to suggest is Zainab Hassan, officer at the Minneapolis.
Spell that.
Z-A-I-N-A-B, H-A-S-S-A-N, officer at the Minneapolis Foundation. She's at the Humphrey School and well-respected in the Somali community. And her name came to us through the higher ed committee, through Senator Pappas and her staff. So I personally have met two out of the five. And the two that I've met, I presume Dean, you know, Senator Sheeran's husband is a Democrat, but I don't know that.
Maybe not.
Would, Mr. Chairman?
Senator Sumpf?
Would the individuals that the majority leader mentioned, would they have seen the application, or would you have filled it all out and then just submitted it for them?
I have not filled out the forms for them yet. I was going to wait until...
See whether the U.S. is a Democrat or Republican?
More of an independent. That's part of the reason why we went that way. He's very involved with the Chamber of Commerce and the Rotary. He is not affiliated, as far as I know. I honestly don't know what his political affiliation is. I don't, for what it's worth, I don't see him showing up at our stuff. So.
It might just be you.
No, I'm not saying he doesn't like me. I'm just saying I don't necessarily see him. He works with both groups. My understanding is he considers himself to be independent, but we haven't gotten into great long things. But like I said, he works closely with the business community and with the chamber, and like I said, so he is well respected. I will tell you that that some of our key Republican business leaders have been very pleased with the job that he's done in our district and has worked closely with him. So the reason why I suggested him, the two of the people that I, and frankly it was a Republican that suggested him, but we were trying to come up with people who are broad and are good and aren't going to necessarily get into partisan kinds. Yeah. He's not broad physically, but you know, broad-minded. Anyways, he's good. He's a good thinker. He's a good problem solver.
Senator Olson. Thank you, Senator.
Senator Clark, it just says no more than two. If the law says no more than two-thirds are from the same political party, I don't know how. I don't know the partisan connection of the current members, much less what we are proposing.
Thank you. That's what I was just going to point out. So I don't know.
How do we? I mean, if I have an obligation to follow the law, if we don't intend to do it, then maybe we should repeal that section. Otherwise, I don't know how I can vote. Because I don't have any information. I don't, you know, I think some of the ones that are going off might have a hunch, but I have no idea what that makeup might be, and if it's even close to, if it's all one party, or if they're all independents. That still doesn't meet the requirement that we have in the statute. So I'm not sure how we do it without some, if it's a personal question that's asked of them, if they identify with one party or the other. We're just trying to determine so that we can keep our balance.
Senator Olson, at least I think in the case of people who are independent, I'm quite sure he's not a member of the Independence Party, but like I said, he's told me he is independent. In the case of people who are independent, I don't think you would be violating the statute. It sounds like the statute is saying no more than two people from the same party.
Two-thirds. If we don't know the makeup of the current, I don't know what.
Sure.
How we? I don't. I'm not suggesting any problems with these individuals, but we're missing a piece of information that I think is significant in order to make some good judgments.
Well, how do members want to handle this? I think my office is just trying to get these appointments.
If you want to do it, I can abstain if you. I
will say, with all the, we made requests of members to forward the bills numerous times, and we didn't get any. So then it became a solicitation. We've been trying to get. I think because this is fairly low key, but there is, you know, work involved at a certain point in time. It's
nice
not sought after.
Well, Chairman,
Senator Metzen.
Yeah, I'm comfortable. How you describe those applicants, first of all, it's hard to get people to want to do this, and they seem very well qualified. And I'd be comfortable in voting for it today, and then if we look next week or something, find out. But I don't know. I the partisanship, I understand the law, but you got good people that want to do it, and it's hard to fight them.
I have another caveat. when you look at the membership, you have 24 members, at least 24 members on that committee, which is a large committee. And And
oh, I'm sorry.
Their responsibility is to come up with Minsky recommendations for the governor. Is there any indication of where the geographic breakout? I mean, obviously.
Of everybody on here?
No, I mean, just in general. I mean, is there a...
Well, the list I just gave was one Bemidji, one St. Paul, one Mankato, one St. Cloud, one Minneapolis.
No, that to me means more than like a political kind of affiliation to some degree. I mean, I think on the Minsky board, I'd hate to see all of the board members be metropolitan in makeup, because I think we got campuses all over the state, and we'd like to have representation from Rochester and representation from Duluth and Bemidji and areas like that. So I think that would be a key for me anyway.
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman, some of these appointments were last January, so either are they serving or they just aren't serving, or when does this group meet?
I think they're starting to get into their process now, apparently, Ms. Nguyen.
For what would be a year from January when terms come up for the governor to appoint?
Say anyway, I mean, it's a Republican battle.
It maybe we ought to be taking a look at our law. Number one, do we need 24 people doing this when you have to scramble like this? And if the partisan issue isn't an issue, then either take it out or make it clear how one is going to achieve that.
Mr. Chair and members, the council is about to begin its work to recruit and recommend candidates. There are four vacancies that develop in January, and this council will be making recommendations to fill those four vacancies. The recommendations have to be to the governor by April 15th.
Of this next year?
Yes.
Okay, so there is some urgency in.
You want to be on it, Senator?
No, thank you. I think it's his or former legislators.
Senator Metzen moves that also. We appoint Mr. Larkin, Mr. Poupart, Mr. Dorscher, Mr. Watkins, and Ms. Husson. It is four males. How are we doing here? And there seems to be quite a few women on here already, at least from the Senate.
Judy,
Mr. Chairman, are there any current or former legislators on it?
Senator Olson, Senator it says Benson, no more than one-third.
Oh, Senator Benson?
Yes. Dwayne.
Dwayne Benson's on it?
He was.
He's on the board.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
He's on the board of trustees. This is the advisory committee.
Right, yeah.
That
Randy. I thought you meant. I'm sorry.
It doesn't look like any legislators on the Senate appointments here. Joe Aiken. No. And I don't know if the House appointees include former legislators. Yeah. Sue Hankner, who's leaving, used to be a Senate staffer.
He's not on here.
Okay, we have the Metzen motion. Dave, are you okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, the sun will come up tomorrow. We can always get back to it. Mr. Chair, we've talked about this, too. I don't have the answer today, but I think we ought to look at the region's process, and we ought to look at this process.
Yep. So on the Metzen motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Abstentions. Senator Olson abstains. Motion adopted. Okay. India Affairs Council. A law was passed last session that reduces the council from 3 members from each body to 2 members from each body. And we currently have Olson, Vickerman, and Wergen on there. And there's been a request to do one of two things. Put a representative of areas for Chippewa tribes, one of them, and the other representative from Dakota tribes as another appointment. So that would be kind of a north-south. Or rural-urban representative, which would mean a rural and then someone from Minneapolis, probably. because that's where your largest urban population of Indians is, of American Indians. So Vickerman has been on there over the years, apparently, because he was the chair of the committee that dealt with the issue. So that could be an argument to put Senator Rest on there. I guess, and I have talked to Senator Senjum, what I think we should do is have Mary Olson and Torres Ray on there. And then you have one urban, one rural. And I'm sure there will be disappointed people all over.
Do you know if there's a Republican appointee in the House? Probably not likely, but so that at least one out of four would be a Republican?
Does anybody know the House appointments? Do you know the House appointments by any chance?
I believe I have the names upstairs.
Okay.
Why don't you run up and get it right?
It's not likely. I mean, the numbers are against us.
Now, Senator Berglund, I realize that Torres Ray, you'd actually be the perfect person to put on there, Senator Berglund, but I was assuming you have Little Earth in your district, right? Mm-hmm. But I assume Torres Ray right next door has a fairly significant population of urban Indians also.
I don't know. I don't want to be on it.
What?
Very straightforward.
Do another job?
You don't have time to be on it.
Right.
You would like to be on it, but you just don't
yes,
have the time.
That's what I meant to say.
That's what you meant to say.
She wants to be on.
So how about Senator Berglund recommends Olson and Torres Ray? And I freely understand that probably
Senator Wergen is not going to be a happy camper on this, but
I'm assuming.
This is important to Betsy, but she represents the Mille Lacs Band. And
one of the problems you got there is with Olson and her on there, you have both Chippewa, which I suppose is not the end of the world, but
Who's representing the House?
Do you want to wait? Should we wait? We'll wait a second until we
get. Interesting.
Okay, we'll wait to see. So then let's go down to the LCC Working Group on Ethnic Heritage and New Americans. And there's no appointments yet. How about Torres Ray, Gimsey, John Keller, Executive Director of the Immigrant Law Center, and Gloria Contreras Eden, who is Executive Director of Centro Legal. This is a newly created group, I believe. One majority, one minority on the Senate side. So Bach recommends Torres Ray, Mr. John Keller. Oh, Bach's not on the committee. That's rules.
I'll recommend Slate.
Senjum, Torres Ray, John Keller, Gloria Contreras Eden, and Senator Gimsey. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Job Skills Partnership Board. Current server is former Senator Dave Johnson, and he does not want to serve any longer. Members must have expertise and be representative of the following fields: education, job skills, labor, business, and government. And I would like to recommend former Senator Roger Mohn. I think he was the author of the Job Skills Partnership, if I'm not mistaken. And he has expressed an interest.
He's called me, too.
So Senator Metzen moves Roger Moe, Minnesota Job Skills Partnership. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion adopted. School Finance Reform Task Force. I think their first meeting is tomorrow or something, if I'm not mistaken, the day after. And I'd like to recommend Bonoff, Scogin, Torres Ray, and Senator Koch. We have not been able to reach her this morning, so do not know whether she wants to serve. And I'll just tell you, my criteria on this was we were trying to put some fresh new blood on it. Not as a criticism to members who are currently active in these issues, but you'll notice that Senator Stumpf is not being recommended. This was a committee that was in the House bill. I think PS Minnesota is very interested in the
Mr. Chairman,
committee.
How did you happen to know that you slipped through?
I wasn't on the conference committee.
But
I am thinking of bringing a rule to the bringing a rule to the Senate Rules Committee that says that any conference committee that creates a commission or board, that conference that was not in the original Senate bill, automatically gets referred to the Senate Rules Committee, not a conference committee. Because that's how a lot of these are getting appointed. So what
Mr.
if
Chair, you know my preference is to appoint
Senator Olson.
From our caucus, Senator Olson. She's and simply because she's been around the subject, but you know, you go around the caucus and you know who really cares, who wants to participate, who is interested. Senator Olson's all of those, and I certainly will probably always defer to those people most interested, and she's dedicated and committed herself to do this, and I'd like to see her on it.
Well, thank
in
you.
Favor of Senator
Thank you,
Polk.
Senator Sengen, but I would defer if, in fact, one of my colleagues was interested in doing it, because I do have enough task force on it, that ones that I think are probably more significant to the future of education and public education than even this one is. But
why don't we try those four? And if
well, is this not
decides.
The one we're talking about?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, it's...
I
know, and I appreciate that the caucus wanted me to do it, but it is not, you know, it's not my life. my life doesn't rise and fall.
We could put you on a healthcare task force. Sarah Olson, if you want to be on that, that's perfectly. I just told you what my rationale was, and I actually encourage. Well, I probably should not go any further. Getting this appointed is a major task. There was not a lot of interest, frankly, in making the appointments at all. But it is something that was passed into law.
Mr. Chairman, I kind of gathered that. It's taken quite a while. If there was an expectation that something major or significant is going to be done before the session reconvenes.
I would think that if this group comes up with something really significant for legislative consideration, that probably there'll be another reconstituted group that studies next summer to bring that forward to the funding year. I mean, we're going into a non-funding year.
Yeah.
So Senator Olson, Bonoff, Scogin, Torres, Ray.
You want on or not?
Yeah, I need to know.
Huh?
You want on?
You want on there, we'll support it.
We'll put you on.
Well, my heart isn't that important to me, but.
Do you want to be on it?
Yes or no?
How much is it going to be?
it's only daily for 6 weeks.
Oh.
6 weeks.
That's what they mean.
I would volunteer to advise them if they wanted to seek any, rather than be on it.
Okay.
So
Olson moves Bonoff, Scogin, Torres, Ray, and Koch. And if Senator Koch says she just doesn't want to be there, we'll do something else.
Okay.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed. Motion adopted. I had a lot more Democrats who wanted to be on the thing. Unlike the chair. State Budget Trends Study Commission. This came out of the Finance Committee, apparently. And I thought we had made some of these appointments the last night of session. Had we? Who had we appointed already?
On the last night of session, we appointed Martha Myers, Jay Kordowski, and Harry Hoffman.
Okay. Martha Myers is a former state senator.
Martha Robertson.
Martha Robertson, former state senator. Jay Kordowski. These three are already appointed. We did this last night. Jay Kordowski is a former finance or revenue? Finance?
Finance.
And Harry Hoffman is the CFO at Mayo.
And Mr. Chair, on that one, he has since called me a month or two ago
and expressed an interest in not doing it. So
we should have got them earlier.
Is there 5 Senate members?
So no, we're going to appoint two
his
more,
job,
but now
that,
three more.
That position
but
would be open.
This line doesn't show that we get any appointees.
We did this. That's apparently wrong. We did appoint Martha Myers, Jay Krodowski, and Harry Hoffman. I think it was the meeting that last night of session.
We did, yes.
But Mr. Hoffman doesn't want to be on there.
Yeah.
And
he's one we already appointed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other name, Senator Cohen would like John Brandel on there. And Steve Ruggles, director of the U of M Population Center. And part of this group's task is to look at population trends and things. So Brandel and Ruggles. And then why don't, instead of Mr. Hoffman, if he doesn't want to be on there, how about Gunyu?
Sure.
Okay.
it's
you've got Kudrowski. You're going to put that both that air in there and give them
a forum. Well, let me tell you who the governor's appointments are.
Yeah.
I was trying to be careful until I heard the governor's appointments. Glenn Dorfman. Jenny Eng. Kevin Goodnow, Hal Lofgren, and Donald Schumacher. Three of them are lobbyists.
Who are the other two? Do you know who they are?
I don't. Does anybody know who Lofgren and Schumacher are?
He's a former state economist, I think.
Lofgren, okay, so he's
former
great.
What?
Schumacher from the restaurant. Predecessor of our current state economist.
Harold Hal Lofgren?
Yeah.
Well, that's a great choice, son.
Okay.
Donald Schumacher. Donald?
I think we
is it right? But we all know who Dorfman, Eng, and Goodnow are.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the cabinets.
Oh, yeah, that would stir it up pretty good if you put Gagne on there.
Yeah. So, Bach, you know, Bach's not on this committee.
Does he want to? Does he want to do that?
He will.
Gagne?
Sarah Berglund moves Brandel, Gagne, and Ruggles. And that would remove Mr. Hoffman, then, who has chosen not to. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed. Motion adopted.
I'll tell him, since he's an administrator for one of my cities, I'll tell him how hard I lobbied to get him on here.
Okay, let's go back then to who are the Indian Affairs from the House?
The House appointments are Representative Frank Moe and Representative Clark.
Karen Clark. Oh, so they did.
Who was the other one?
Karen Clark.
The first one?
Frank Moe.
Frank Moe.
He's from where?
Bemidji. He would be Scoyes, right? Frank
no,
Moe
got,
is Scoyes.
Oh, Bemidji, that's
we got
Olson.
Two Bemidji's.
Mary Olson.
Oh, he's Mary Olson.
So that's two from the same.
Well, that's one of the challenges. I mean, if you think about that for a second. Senator Olson badly needs to be on here.
Badly?
Well. So, the motion is for Mary Olson and Torres Rey.
Well, is there a Republican that serves the southern part of the state? That
there is. Claire Roebling.
And Senator Frederickson, too.
And Dennis Frederickson.
I'm
understanding
thinking.
Dennis does not want to serve.
I see.
I think it'd be better if we didn't ask.
did you need?
Can't believe how straightforward I'm being about all this, but we're trying to figure out a way to get people on here who want to serve, and the stakeholder groups that are involved would like to have them there.
What? I'm listening. Is it important to have two from Minneapolis?
No, I didn't. I didn't know Karen Clark was on there.
Does she have an Indian population?
Oh yeah.
Well, we could do Kubli.
Really like
how about Kubli?
Republican. What? Do they not look at the whole? Does every tribe feel they need to be represented, or what's the political pressure there in terms of the decisions?
As I said earlier, the stakeholder groups looking at the current makeup and the reduction in numbers, requested my office to do one of two things. Put a representative Chippewa, Dakota, or rural, urban. That's what they requested. And so we were just trying to figure out a way to accommodate that. And if you go rural, urban, you do Mary Olson and Torres Rey. Senator Berglund has other responsibilities. And if you go rural, then I think you do, or if you do Dakota, Chippewa, then I think you do Olson, Kubley.
Well, Mr. Chairman, you've got the North and the city from both House and Senate then.
If you go Torres Rey, yes, that's correct. So Kubley's
so
maybe
no
makes more sense.
Is there no way of getting a little bit more balance in there?
Kubley would be fine, I think. And I'm trying to be delicate on that other suggestion someone asked. I think the stakeholder groups, I'm trying to suggest names that the stakeholder groups would be most comfortable with. I'm just being real straightforward with you.
And they do want Betsy working out?
Trying to put on people that the stakeholder groups are most comfortable with.
Mr. Chair, my only concern, and I have no reason other than instinct to feel concerned about it, would be two people from Bemidji. Couldn't we balance that out? And I know we only can control one of those nominees, but...
How much headaches do you want to give me?
I mean, Senator Kubley, Senator Kubley would make more sense to me in the spectrum that we're talking about here than having two from Bemidji. At least and I don't know what tribe the Western group is.
Is that the Dakota?
Oh, it's Mary Olson.
It's Dakota.
That would be Murphy's district?
Right. No.
Oh, West. You're talking West.
Kubley, yeah, the more area.
Most of the Southern is Dakota Sioux.
Dakota Sioux. Should be two from Bemidji.
Right. You know, I don't think this group, just members, I don't think this group is making major public policy or distributing money.
So it's just for campaign literature then? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, they do bring legislative proposals from time to time, but all the committees and all the legislators have to discuss it and vote on it.
Senator Olson, many of these groups, as we have found out, are created for a variety of reasons.
And we
I'm all for a piece of legislation that reduces the number of groups that we appoint.
Just a comment that, and we're going to do these things, but about 14 years ago when I chaired the GovOp committee, we eliminated 85 or 90 boards and commissions. Hmm. And the thinking back then was to contract and go the other way. Since I left that prestigious committee, we're doing 20, 30, 40 more of these things every year, and I don't know how that fits in a discussion.
I don't know if it's that bad, but it's...
Well, it's not good. We probably did 15 or 20 this year.
There were some new ones this year.
But anyway, I guess big government. There you go. Big government.
I think both Senator Moe and Senator Johnson's office pointed this out over the last few years. Ms. Nguyen, and now it's happening in my office, Ms. Nguyen spends a lot of time on this. Now, that doesn't mean it's not important to do. It obviously is. But at some level, we've got to figure out...
Mr. Chair, my only point would be that if this is a group that would occasionally recommend public policy, that it just seems appropriate to have at least one out of four of the at least 25% of the group of a Republican nature. It's probably not critical, but I think it would just legislatively appropriate. But I don't know how to make that happen. We can't control the House.
Well, doesn't the governor have appointees?
Maybe he does.
I believe so. It's more than four people on
the Does the governor have appointees to this particular group also? Do we know? Indian Affairs Council? There's 10 ex officio members.
Oh,
tribes. The tribes are not ex officio.
The governor does not.
I
the governor or member of the governor's official staff are ex officio. These are ex officio. Governor or member of his staff, Commissioner of Education, Commissioner of Human Services, Commissioner of Natural Resources, Commissioner of Human Resources. They're all commissioners.
Okay.
So
let it go.
But they don't, yeah.
They're all.
So Senator Berglund moves Olson, and would you rather do Kubley? Kubley?
My point was just two from Bemidji, but if we want to do Olson, why, I don't care, Torres, Ray, Kubley, it doesn't matter to me.
That's right.
Why don't we do Kubley?
Kubley?
Kubley. Mary Olson and Gary Kubley.
Also moved.
Does Kubley want to serve? On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye, aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Have we done all these, Ms. Nguyen?
We are done until January.
Oh, the workers' comp.
Pardon? Oh, I think that's a majority leader appointment. The workers' comp one. My intent on the workers' comp advisory council, I had originally appointed a woman who it turns out you can't have a lawyer or someone in any way connected to the healthcare industry. We had a look at this law.
And she was?
And she worked for Alina and apparently was a lawyer. I mean, I was naive. I thought, well, shouldn't we put somebody on there who knows something about healthcare and workers' comp? But apparently we don't want to do that. And it was Commissioner Sfigum who pointed out that I had, on a twofer, picked someone you can't put on there. I also then had a representative of the business community who, a different person who was going to go on, and then he did like Mr.
Hoffman
on second consideration said he had a life. So now we do have a Mr. Robert Lux, who's a businessman from Wayzata, and he's Atlantis Partners. It's a development acquisition investment company. Apparently a well thought of business person from Wayzata.
Be a constituent of mine then.
Robert Lux, LUX, 1209 French Creek Drive, Wayzata.
Actually, that's Orono.
Okay. Oh, that's Orono, not Wayzata?
Well, Wayzata has a post office. Orono doesn't.
Okay.
Orono has about 7 or 8 post offices that serve them, but well, that doesn't mean that they don't,
so Senator,
don't live there.
Well, I will tell him you felt strongly that he should be on. So this apparently is a majority leader appointment, so that I was going to, I'll name Mr. Robert Lux. So now is that everything? So the subcommittee is adjourned. Thanks, Ms. Nguyen. Appreciate it.
Now
we're having a rules committee.
We have a rules
now we're getting into the serious stuff.
Big stuff now.
Let's get the nameplate.